WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. It's quite sad, it's quite funny, yet Somebody Somewhere is an utterly perfect show streaming now on HBO.
I'm thinking Trading Spaces maybe tonight. What do you think?
Oh, no, I have a date.
What do you mean you have a date? We have plans.
Well, I mean, we did have plans, but now we don't because I have a date.
Since when?
Since like an hour ago.
Oh my God, Trisha.
What? You want me to be happy and have fun?
Of course I do.
Just don't worry about it. Okay.
You're leaving like right now?
Oh yeah, don't wait up.
Trisha, I just poured you a glass of wine.
You can have it.
I don't like Pinot Grigio.
Bye.
The characters are everything, wearing their hearts on their sleeves as actors give vulnerable performances with each episode. The show gives viewers a slice of Midwest living and shines a beautiful light on adult friendships. And while you're watching and laughing and crying, you might even belt out a song. Now that the third and final season has begun, let's get to know a few of the people who make the magic happen. I was joined in the studio by Bridget Everett, an actor, writer, and executive producer of the show. Bridget plays the character Sam on Somebody Somewhere. Jeff Hiller is a comedian and actor who plays the role of Joel. And Hannah Boss and Paul Thurene, they created the show. I started by asking Hannah what she tells people that Somebody Somewhere is all about.
You know, we say the show is about finding your people. It's about Sam who comes back to her hometown and sort of reinvents herself really slowly and makes a new friend, and that opens up her world. And it's really a show about friendship.
For sure. And Paul, give me the story behind the title.
And this one is really hard. Because we didn't want to, tell people how to feel, and just sort of that idea of Sam, who's just trying to find herself, sort of sleepwalking through life. We just wanted to sort of have this show that we sort of get into the specificity of somebody that sort of expands it out to everybody. So Somebody Somewhere just felt sort of like a title that would sort of end up soaking the color of the show the longer the show went on, and also sort of speaks to something universal within the specificity.
Yeah. Well, Bridget, the show is kind of your alternate reality, right?
Yeah.
Instead of going to Manhattan, New York, your character Sam stays in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's prompted any interesting discussions or observations from your family and your friends who did remain in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, I think, honestly, you know, when I left Manhattan, Kansas, Like, there was a stretch where I didn't go back for, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. And the show has really brought us closer together. You know, there's the subject of grief. We all lost our sister. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that it's sort of easier to broach some of those topics now. And but more than anything, I just wanted them to feel like we got Kansas right. And I think that they think we did. And so I can sleep at night.
Check. Right. Jeff, what makes Joel's character the role for you? Why did you want to take it on?
Well, I mean, I would take on a gum commercial, but I love that the character is fully formed. I love that he, for most of my career, because I'm gay and I look like I look, I've played like mean waiters and rude customer service representatives. And so it was such an exciting gift to be able to play someone kind, someone who's funny, and someone who has an interior life that gets explored, even though, you know, I'm all over 40 and everything.
With your improv background, how much of those skills are you using on set?
We do. We... I mean, it's a very scripted show. And so it's not like improv, like how you think, like, let's make it outrageous or strange. It's more like just making it feel natural. And so sometimes they'll let the camera roll and you can add in some things, which I think are just fun.
Yeah, I was having fun just kind of going through a few episodes and seeing if I can pick up moments where I'm like, did Bridget just add that line in there? Like, did Sam really have that on script? I was playing a little game with myself, if you will. So as we've been talking about, Paul, the show's set in Kansas, but I think it really could be any small Midwestern town. And what's even cooler is that you shoot parts of Somebody Somewhere right here in Lockport, Illinois.
Yeah, you know, we sort of wanted to shoot here. Hannah's from the Chicagoland area.
Yes, you're a native. You're an Illinois native, right, Hannah?
I'm from Evanston, Illinois. Okay. Class of 96, E-Town.
Shout out to Evanston.
Yeah, but we, you know, I think that there's so much talent here. There's the production talent and then the acting talent and then just sort of the landscape is so important, the farmland. I grew up on a farm in northern Minnesota, and mm-hmm. we went to Manhattan with Bridget and sort of looked at the area, and we found sort of the cornfields, Lockport, the main drag of Lockport. We saw every small town within, you know, an 80-mile radius of Chicago, and that town just sort of matched the Kansas and the limestone and sort of all those important, like, touchstones. And so it was just a dream shooting here.
What's it like for you, Hannah, to see the project come to fruition in your home state?
I know this is radio, but I just started tearing up thinking about, like, the theme of this show is about, like, coming home. Mm. And I get to make this show for the last 6 years in my hometown. Like, yeah. My friend's cousin was on our set 2 years ago. Like, there's all these, like, weird connections to places and people. And the crew is so amazing here. The actors, the pool of talent here is just so good. And then I also got to be 40 minutes from my mom. And it's very moving
lovely.
To come back and shoot here. When we got the option of shooting in the Midwest to make a Midwest show, it felt really important to us to do it and to do it right. And, you know, the show is a Midwest show. There's a feeling. There's a way of talking. There's a kindness. There's a way of avoiding talking about things. We wanted to make it in the Midwest, and doing it here has been like the greatest gift
ever.
You
went to prom like 100 feet from where we're sitting
right
now.
I went to prom about 40 feet that way. Yeah.
Jeff, I want to talk more about the depiction of queer characters in this small Midwestern town. I think it's so matter of fact, and it's so, from what I hear, unlike the experiences of a lot of people who actually grew up in small Midwestern towns in the 80s and 90s. How did you manage that?
Well,
like all of the acceptance and love.
Right. And I think, like, obviously not everyone is always accepted, but this show is about finding your people. And I mean, just going off of what Hannah just said about this show being about coming home, I grew up in the church. I was a very, very active member. And I even went to a Christian college. It was in Texas, Texas Lutheran College. Mm-hmm. And we found each other. The other queer people found each other. And we would have church services together. And we would unite with each other. Yes, obviously there were some bad times too, but what I loved about this show was that they showed that part of being a queer Christian that is never really seen on TV or film.
Bridget, the singing.
Yeah.
We must talk about the singing. We've got to talk about your voice, your life as a cabaret singer, and just the songs that I think seem to come up at the right moments in this show. I didn't expect it to be an element of the show when I first tuned in. So I wonder about the choice to express in this way.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a lot of me in Sam. And for me, singing is the love of my life. It's sort of what makes my heart beat. And so we wanted that for Sam, too. And I think that it's also a great way to depict where she is and how she's feeling. And, you know, in the pilot episode, she's, you know, Joel, her friend, encourages her to sing. And singing for her is like, it's just so primal. Like, there's like a feeling like she can't hide behind it. And it's a way for her to connect with other people. And
yes. And
so I think of it kind of as another character in the show and just as vital to, you know, I think the show is central, you know, mostly about a friendship, obviously, but
right.
And finding your people, et cetera. But really also how the music kind of makes her tick and how it's a reflection. Like, you know, when she's so shut down in the earlier season and then she starts to come to life more. And there's a moment later in the season which I think shows her growth because of how she chooses to sing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And singing in the car is fun, isn't yes. it? I mean, who doesn't love doing that?
I like watching other people sing in the car, you know, when you're just
yes.
like,
yes, when you pull up
like,
at the red light.
Yes, I love it.
Me too.
I love that.
Me too. I'll try to make eye contact so I can be like, yeah. Gotcha. But, you know, back to the friendships, Hannah, that we keep bringing up here because it's such a central piece throughout the series. Clearly the heart of the show, I mean, how friendships can be, these adult friendships, how they can be disrupted by other friendships, how they grow, how they change. Is that difficult to fit into a 30-minute episode?
I think we have a lot of material. You know, Paul and I are best friends. We have been best friends writing together for 25 years.
And incredible.
Thank you. And we have a lot of things to draw on, the highs and the lows,
right.
and how important that relationship is to us. But Bridget also, her friendships are so important to her. And so it's been really beautiful to make this show with people who really care about how they cultivate and care for their friends. You know, Murray is a deep friend of Bridget's. A lot of us are friends on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nice to draw on real life experience of the trials and tribulations of keeping a healthy friendship. I don't think you get to see that much at this age where that's the important relationship in your life.
Right. Jeff, your character Joel is very warm and expects closeness with Sam, even though she's so guarded initially, mm-hmm. which I think is really refreshing. There's something very refreshing about that. How much of that exchange between the two of you is written on scripts, and how much is just you bringing you to this role?
Oh, I mean, it's all scripted. I think the only thing I bring is just like a big old vessel of love.
But you laughed when
special skills.
When I said Joel was warm, you laughed. You know, and expects closeness with Sam.
Oh,
tell
right.
me why.
Well, because Sam is prickly. And I think it's not that Joel isn't aware of it. It's not like he's obtuse and is just like forcing her into it. He is aware of it. He does try to respect some of her boundaries, but he's also not willing to let her not have connection.
Right.
And so he's pushing her in a healthy way, I think.
Yeah. The show is also good at depicting conflict too.
Yeah.
You know, having conflict with your friends, resolving them, and then also still remaining close.
Yeah.
How do you get through those more difficult scenes or the emotional ones?
Well, I think it's important because that's also another way of showing the growth. You know, it could be fun to have just Sam and Joel sit in a car doing this and a car doing that and talking, because that's like, those are really fun, easy scenes. But I, you know, I think it's important for Sam to see that somebody is willing to stick with her, warts and all. Like, even if she goes too far in a fight or if she is reactive in a way, like, it's Joel is just such a generous friend and sticks with her. And I think a lot of people can, you know, we all wish that we would have acted a certain way in a fight, or we wish that we, you know, with some, you know, hindsight or whatever, but he sticks with her anyway.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I love that their friendship is not always perfect, because what friendship is other than Paul and Hannah?
Right. We fight the model citizens here. If you're just tuning in, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and we're talking with the cast and crew behind the HBO TV show Somebody Somewhere. In studio, we've got Bridget Everett, who's an actor, writer, and executive producer of the show. Jeff Hiller, who's a comedian and actor on the show. Hannah Boss and Paul Thurene, who are executive producers and creators. So the pacing of the show, Paul, I feel like that's understated, right? It's not fast-paced. These characters kind of grow slowly. There aren't any high-stakes cliffhangers. Why did you make the choice to do that?
I think, you know, for us, this was a really big deal doing this show. It was sort of the first show that we've made, and making it with Bridget and Carolyn Strauss, who's our other executive producer, who we sort of talk about as the godmother on the show, who has such a great history with HBO. I think for us, we really wanted to focus on these moments of life that often don't get depicted, and the
yeah.
people that don't get depicted, and the communities that don't get depicted. And so I think for us, we wrote those moments because that's what we're interested in and that's what we know. And I think the first season we were like, is this enough? You know, it's almost like art imitates life, where we're like, does this count as a TV show? And I think the fact that people really respond to those moments, and the fact that, like, listening to Sam and Joel talk in the car for 5 minutes is like a worthy scene for a TV show. And of course, there's drama and there's growth sort of more at the speed of life than at the speed of TV. But I think we just love it. That's what we wanted to make. And the fact that people responded to it in a unique way means a lot.
And a Peabody? Come on.
Crazy.
Come on. I mean, I got to ask, Bridget, how does one decide what to wear to accept a Peabody Award?
I mean, you know, you call up your person. You say, look, I want some color. I want to make a statement. I want to make a memory here.
And then you come out with a fabulous blue and yellow dress. Yeah,
that's right. And I realized later it was probably ripped off of this suit that I saw Jeff wear once, but that's okay. But, you know, we heard about we were in the writer's room or editor, I can't remember where we were. We were on a Zoom, I think, when we found out about it. And we were just joyful. Like, we were so happy. Because, you know, we slide under the radar for a lot of recognition of certain kinds. And it's not even really about that. It just felt like, well, I guess it is in a way. It felt like this prestigious Peabody organization was recognizing our show, which
you're being
feels
seen.
Yeah, we felt really seen, and you know, for a show that's kind of quiet and, like you said, not, you know, no dragons, no this, no that, and we're in a room with people that are affecting real change. You know, there's documentarians, there's all these, you know, the small town, you know, people that are really doing some real stuff. And then, but I was like, you know, we have value too, and then thank you for recognizing that. Yes. It felt really great.
That's wonderful. Your acting range, Jeff, I just got to touch on this. American Horror Story. Excuse me? You're playing some creepy characters right now that aren't very Joel-like.
No. My joke is that Hollywood looked at me playing this beautiful, wonderful friend and was like, this guy's a serial killer.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Let's cast him.
Exactly.
And Bridget, I love how open you are about the fact that big success really didn't come for you in this industry until later in life.
Yeah.
You talk about it being sort of in your 40s.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have it any other way.
Correct.
No regrets.
No regrets. I think that everything that I was doing in my 20s and 30s, you know, kind of getting knocked down, hustling, you know, you have to be very tenacious. And by the time I got to have the opportunity, you know, my live show has a lot of, I'm open in it, but there's something about this that feels like, it doesn't feel exploitative. It just feels like we're sharing a human experience. And I feel really wonderful to get to share that. And I don't feel like embarrassed. I know who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay to share that. And I think that it's nice because other people might see something that they haven't seen reflected back before, that they see, you know, whether it's the way you grieve or you struggle with self-worth. And so I feel it's been a great honor to do the show.
What a ride.
Yeah, what a ride.
What a ride. So I mentioned at the top, this is the third and final season of Somebody Somewhere. Hannah, how does one say goodbye to a show like this?
I don't think we are going to say goodbye to this show in our hearts. I feel like to us, these characters are real and they're just, they're doing their own thing. The way we got away with murder making 3 seasons of this show. It's such a small show. It's such a special show. And we're so lucky we got 3 seasons. So in my mind, you know, Joel and Sam are in a car just driving out and just pulling over and laughing somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to watching season 3 and seeing what you've got in store for viewers. But before I let you all go, Bridget and Jeff, I'm looking at you. I mean, can you tease maybe what's next? Because we want more.
Yeah, I'm going to be live streaming on Instagram, me staring at my phone waiting for Hollywood to call.
And I'm going to be sitting in hope.
We'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Bridget Everett, Jeff Hiller, Paul Thareen, and Hannah Boss of the HBO comedy drama Somebody Somewhere. Season 3 just kicked off, and if you haven't yet, time to tune in, folks. Thank you all so much for stopping by and spending time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by me, and it was mixed by Ari Mejia. You can support the work we do on Reset by liking and subscribing to our podcast. We drop new episodes every weekday, with a special one on Saturdays. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Head to wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.